With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. I'm Jeff Clater, here with J.G., John Groff. We're in the sanctuary of Messiah Lutheran Church at Grand and Pestalozzi in South City, St. Louis, Missouri. It's Friday. The focus for today is the world. Making the sign of the cross, I say, O God, your name is above every name on earth, over every nation and ruler. Every knee will bow at the announcement of your name. And so I kneel this day, and I call upon the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite my Lord into this time and space. Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world, the light that no darkness can overcome. Illuminate my darkened heart, scatter the shadows, and give me the light of life.
On the daily pattern, we're in a series called One Word. Each day we'll take one word, a feeling or circumstance, and bring a word from God to it. Let the word of God speak to your life.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, blot out all of my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity, cleanse me from sin. I've lost love. Plan out all of my transgressions and wash away all my iniquity. Cleanse me from sin.
I come before God with a sober assessment of my life. I, a poor sinner, plead guilty before God of all sins. I have lived as if God did not matter, and as if I mattered most. My Lord's name I have not honored as I should. My worship and prayers have faltered. I have not let his love have its way with me, and so my love for others has failed. There are those whom I have hurt, and there are those whom I have failed to help. My thoughts and desires.
Our reading today is from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 27. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who mistreat you. Our meditation today is on the word hate and was written by Bobby Clater. I hate you. Have you ever said those words or had them spoken to you? Words have power and purpose. These words are used to cause hurt and separation. Hate is a word that intends to rip and wound. Jesus' disciples had picked and eaten grain on the Sabbath. Jesus had healed a man with a disfigured hand. Both actions caused the Pharisees to question him in his commitment to the law. After Jesus rebuked them, they began to plot how to get rid of Jesus because they hated him. Jesus is the all-powerful Son of God and could have dealt his enemies a death blow without lifting a finger. Instead, he loved them. He taught his followers to love their enemies and pray for those who persecute them. Even when Jesus was nailed to the cross, bleeding and broken, he prayed for those who yelled and mocked and tortured him. He asked the Father to forgive them. He didn't retaliate or respond with the same hatred. He had compassion on them and chose love over hate. Why? Because he is love. Hate seems to be at an all-time high in our culture. I'm a high school science teacher, and I see firsthand that pain, stress, and trauma are affecting youth and families. My students see a world of hate in the media and on the streets. Frustration turns to anger, and anger bubbles over into hatred. It's overwhelming. Have you experienced hatred directed at you? How did you react? Or maybe you have felt hatred ooze from your own heart. What do you do with it? It's easy to be a mirror of the hatred around us. Sometimes I'm unsure of how to be Christ-like when the gravity of circumstance is pulling on me. I often fail in my effort to resist hatred. My only hope is in the one who said, love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. I'm thankful he loved me when I was an enemy. Only in him can I resist the hatred around me. We pray. Lord Jesus, how did you love your enemies? How did you do good when others hated you? You are love incarnate. Forgive me. Shape my heart for love, not hate. Help me to live a life that is distinct from the darkness around me. Amen.
Lord, today I pray a big prayer, a prayer for the world, but it's not too big for you. You're the God of the world. You're not a local or regional God, but you are the God of heaven and earth. So today, Lord, I pray for my city, my state, and my country. Lord, I pray for leaders in our midst, for mayor, governor, president, Congress. Lord, I pray for those who serve the public in the world, police officers, firefighters, teachers, first responders, medical personnel. Lord, I pray for my community, for good government, good schools, good business. Lord, I pray for the nations of the world, for world leaders, for wisdom and guidance from you. Lord, I pray for justice in the world, especially for the oppressed, for minorities, immigrants and refugees, orphans, widows, the very young or unborn, and the very aged. Lord, I pray for all creation which you have made, for the care of the land,